Vayelech for Torah quickly first, the Biyotze Vayelech, and then we'll move into the Haftarah of Yom Kippur. This is just a question that I thought about a while back. Moshe passes away, right? After 40 years of being led by Moshe, he is gone. And they cry, and they mourn for 30 days, right? The whole discussion about mourning for Aaron. It's everybody mourning for Moshe. It's a matter, whatever. But what you don't see is panic, right? There's no crisis of leadership. They all patiently wait, and Yoshua ultimately brings them into Israel. And I was really confused because, you know, Moshe came to them when they were a jumble of slaves, right? Completely lost, no hope of escaping. Moshe says, you know, I'm going to Paro, and he does go to Paro, and they're worried about the impact of him going to Paro. And he brings them out into the Midbar, and he does everything that he said he was going to do, right? The water becomes blood, and the frogs come out of the Nile, and the Egyptian cattle are killed, and Paro is humbled, and he comes and he says, yeah, you know, get out of my country. No, wait, I want you back. And he comes racing after them to the Yamsuf, and they come out into the Midbar, and they fight their war with Amalek, and they get the Luchos, and they hear Hashem speak to Moshe, and Moshe is everything, right? And for 40 years, Moshe is everything. Not only that, we're taught that when Moshe passes away, the people are afraid that Yoshua is not going to be able to fill his place, right? If you look at the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, they say Chazak Ve'amat, just make sure to follow what Moshe did, and the Gemara talks about how they forgot thousands of halachos, and yet nobody panics when Moshe dies, right? And not only that...
So you're asking they're scared, but not why didn't they panic?
Well, are they scared? I mean, we get in the beginning of Yoshua, we get the statement of, can you really fill his shoes? Right? And let's refine the point. They say to Yoshua, we don't know if you can fill his shoes, but what you don't find is that during this 30-day period, anybody panicking. And keep in mind, Moshe disappeared once before.
There's extensive separation from Moshe dying.
Right, so I'm going to come back to that in a second. First I want to build a question, then I have two answers. And that's one of them. But just to highlight the question, Moshe goes up on Har Sinai, 6 weeks later he's not back, and they panic. Right? We need new Moshe, do something, right? So maybe now they have Yoshua. But that's my question, is why is there no panic? And you could just say it's a new generation. It's not the generation that sinned at Diego. Maybe they've learned a thing or two along the way. You could answer that. I think one answer is what Natan was saying, but I'm gonna give it a fancy term. The routinization of charisma. Pretty good, no? Isn't that better than just saying they prepared? There's a sociologist by the name of Max Weber, was like a century ago.
Not well.
We didn't overlap that much. He developed this term routinization of charisma, meaning when you have a charismatic leader. You can see it in there.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's in bold. Right. So the idea is that when you have a charismatic leader, somebody who everything depends on, then when he's gone, everything can fall apart. However, if you create a process by which there can be a renewal of leadership, then the government will just take over. So Moshe has something that he didn't have 40 years ago. He has the Kohanim, right, running the show in the Mishkan. He has the Nevi'im carrying Hashem's messages. He has the Shoftim with their courts. He has the Zakenim as well. And Yoshua has been selected. And what you even have is Mitzvah 612, right, the Mitzvah of Hakel, which reinforces that structure by having everybody come out, right, and all the leaders are mentioned, it's Anashim, Anashim, Ba'atav, Yercha, and so on. Everybody's going to come out together to learn. That reinforces the top-down structure that's been created, such that when Moshe is gone, you still have a leadership, you still have a hierarchy, and therefore you don't need to panic. I think that's number one. But I think I would actually offer a second answer, which I like more, which goes in the opposite direction, which is Mitzvah 613. Right? Mitzvah 613 is Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Azos, right? Write for yourself a Sefer Torah. Look at Ramban as far as Pshat, Drash, doesn't make a difference in what the Shira actually is referring to. But the mitzvah of having everybody write something, call it the Shira, call it the Sefer Torah, introduces us to the idea that every Jew should view himself as the leader themselves. Right? There's an old joke that is associated with various prime ministers of Israel speaking to some American president. Right? You can switch up the names with whoever it was. Saying, you may be the president of 250 million people, but I am the prime minister of 5 million presidents. By saying 5 million, it dates the story somewhat. You know? But Moshe effectively transfers his own leadership position to every Jew. And the Sefer HaChinuch says that on Mitzvah 6:13. He writes that the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah is Liyos l'chol echad ve'echad mibnei Yisrael Sefer Torah muchan etzlo sheyuchal likros bo tamid, for every Jew to have a Torah ready at hand that they can read from perpetually. V'lo yitzdarech l'laches achrov l'beis chavero. He won't have to go to anybody else. He doesn't have to go to shul. He doesn't have to go to the neighbor. He doesn't have to go looking. He's got a Sefer Torah. He can learn Torah himself. What Moshe is doing is effectively implanting in each of them the DNA of a Jewish leader. He invests all of them with leadership. So no longer do we have to panic, oh no, what's going to be? The answer is, what's going to be? We're going to pick up from here. We have the Sefer Torah. We're going to open it up. We're going to read. We're going to learn. We're going to find out what Hashem wants of us, and that's how we're going to continue. So that's a nice other explanation for why they don't panic, as opposed to when the Egel happens, right? When Moshe just disappears up Har Sinai, it's like, now what? Now they know what. So good. Good.